Fred Film Radio, Rome Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 13th edition of Rome International Film Festival. I'm with Tom Edmonds, Honorine Barnard and Freya Mavor, respectively director and actors of Dead in a Week or Your Money Back, screening here in the Everybody's Talking About It section.
So apparently a professional killer can be a very normal 70 years old gentleman who plays bridge, who has a lovely wife. Was that the starting point?
It wasn't exactly the starting point, but I thought it was interesting. I think that so much of the time definitely we do this in London. I'm sure this is probably common everywhere. Define people by the jobs that they do and make certain assumptions about people because of what they do. And so I really wanted to create a character where, he had defined himself very much by the job that he did, but actually his exterior life was something that it was completely unexpected from someone who did that job. It was actually informed by a newspaper article that I read about the accountant to the mafia being on the run for 25 years and then finally being discovered in a leafy suburb of London living a very, very normal life. I thought that was funny.
I was thinking, Honorine, I don't know if you all agree, that maybe for your character, for William, deciding when to die could be the first thing that he can do to control his life.
Yeah.
Paradoxically, I mean.
It's a very good point, really. I'm not sure William was that kind of well thought through, really. I think that with William, if he could think that clearly, then he would have sorted out the situation. You know, we wouldn't have had a movie.
Yeah.
I think with him, it's just erratic because he's just lost. I think he's struggling to find. I don't think he's looking for an answer. I think he's looking for a way out. If he was looking for an answer or some sort of control, then he'd be a very different individual. I think but William that we have is very very alone and is failing. And it's out of his control. You know, he's not even aware that the possibility of having some sort of control is within killing himself. Not that he is. Maybe subconsciously, yes, but not on the forefront. He's looking for a definite, which is the hitman, which is Leslie, Tom Wilkinson plays. That's the best definite he's been given. You have to remember, we've seen him try to electrocute himself, you know, try to drink copious amounts of alcohol and take pills unsuccessfully, try to hang himself. These are all very definite situations that he's failed at. So for him then to think, oh, I can definitely have some control over getting myself out of this world, I think that's gone. I think it's left him. I think he's just, well, may as well spend, was it £2,500 or £2,000 on somebody who's probably going to fall over and break a hip to try and shoot me, because that was his luck, you know. I'm not even sure at the beginning he really believes that the hitman could take him until he turns up in his flat.
Yeah. I was thinking that there's a very satiric way of, you know, of making fun of younger generations' problems, you know, the first world problems. He thinks too much,
yeah.
Right, compared to Tom Wilkinson's life.
Yeah.
And do you think that that's really a problem that doesn't really exist? I mean, we think too much.
That's interesting. It's the first time someone's really identified that. That is definitely what I intended in the film, is that we had there was quite a lot of other dialogue that we stripped back out of the film, where William said much more explicitly that he admires Leslie and that, you know, Leslie was this man of action and that if only he could be sort of more like that, and Leslie's character is quite withering and dismissive of William, saying that, you know, he's just too intellectual, he thinks too much. And, you know, I don't want to dismiss the worries and insecurities of the younger generation, but at the same time, you know, I do think that through so much of what the modern world has given us, it's given us a luxury to be able to think. And that's as much my, you know, I mean, God, I write movies. You know, that's what I do. You know, I sit and I think a lot of the time. And often those don't lead to particularly happy places, or at least at the start. I think I think there is that. Definitely in the film.
Freya, we meet Helly at a stage in her life where she kind of went through the same path as Willem did. That's why, I want to ask you, do you think that's why that she's so accepting and she becomes also a mentor, not only the love of his life?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's really interesting that she has had a similar life experience, that she's experienced loss, that she's experienced as well a powerlessness and a complicated relationship with herself, which you discover as well through the film, that she's kind of going through her own journey to acceptance, but that she has found strength and she's found ways of making the absurd manageable and has learned to be kind of curious about the ups and downs in a way that I suppose William's character has sort of lost all hope and curiosity when we find him at the beginning. So I think it's really interesting to have two people with a similar experience with very different outlooks.
But William changes her in a way because she was always so distant with things and then...
Absolutely. And that she sees, you know, that she reads his work and she connects to something that he's, because she connects with her own experience.
Can irony save us all?
Yes.
Looking at things with irony, I mean, even the bad things that happen to our lives.
I think, you know, I think that comedy is a matter of perspective. I think that there is a way of looking at things that can, you know, you realise that, you know, life can be very, very tough, but, you know, you look at things in the right way, it can also be funny, and then you just realise, oh, there's nothing I can do about it, I just have to accept it and get on with it.
Yeah, I think irony isn't the match at hand, it's having someone to listen to.
Yeah,
I think that's the key.
Thank you, Todd Edmonds, Honoré Barnard, Freya Maver, for being with us and talking about Dead in a Week or Your Money Back, screening at the 13th edition of Rome International Film Festival in Everybody's Talking About It section. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.